Hello there and welcome to Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimak. Come on in, make yourself at home, pull up a chair. We are going to hang out for the next 30 minutes. And you know what? I am so glad to be here with you. You know why? Because, you know, I always think about this when I start this show, when it comes to time to going on the air. I like to be really transparent. You know, I want to be honest. I want to let you know about struggles that I face when I'm struggling with something. I always try to let you in when I feel that I'm not feeling something. I want to let you know that. Why? Because I want you to know. I want to encourage you to let you know that you're going to have ups and downs in your relationship with Christ. You're going to mess up sometimes. Some days you're not going to feel it. Some days you're just going to get really frustrated. You're going to get frustrated with Him. You're going to get frustrated with things happening or not happening in your life. And that's all part of the journey. And I don't want you to let you know that I go through these things too. I think about Jesus a lot. I think about God my Father a lot. I think about the Holy Spirit a lot. You know, I really do. But there are days that, man, things are not just, they're just not gelling, you know? This is one of those days. It's been a rough day for me for a lot of reasons, and I'm just trying to process some things that are going on. You know, it's been a year of COVID. I'm frustrated that my speaking work isn't picking up as quickly as it should. I'm trying to promote a new book, Give Up Worry for Good. At the same time, Give Up Worry for Lent is still really selling well. I'm dealing with some other issues that are just typical things that happen in life. And I'm burned out. Some days I am just burned out. Well, this is one of those days. But I had thoughts of possibly not doing the show today. But I said, you know what? I really feel I'm supposed to be here, and I know the Holy Spirit's going to work through me. In fact, I believe I do some of my best work when I don't have anything, when the gas tank is just about empty, because that's when I really let God work through me. So I am here. It's been a rough day. Please pray for me. I'm just frustrated with some things, but I'm glad to be able to hang out with you. The Give Up Worry for Lent Bible verse today is so good, and actually the gospel today from Daily Mass is so good that I just have to talk about them today. So I'm here. It's good to know that you're here. I want to thank you. I want to thank you for showing up every day. I want to thank you for your donations. I want to thank you for your prayers. Part of the frustration that I'm feeling right now is being in full-time ministry for 10 years. Of course I'm going to be under attack, you know, and it's not easy sometimes. It's not easy to survive financially. That's why I always hate talking about money, but I have to, you know, because if it wasn't for your donations right now, especially with no speaking work, I'd be really in trouble. So I just, from the bottom of my heart, I just want to let you know how grateful I am for all of your support through the years, for being here every day with me, and for praying for me, and know that I pray for you every day too. So let's continue to journey together one day at a time. We're going to have our ups and downs, but you know what? Jesus Christ, He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Sometimes you got to look a little harder to see Him working in your life, and you might be having one of those days too. If so, stick around because you're going to want to hear this message that I have for you. Right now, I've got to do some looking. I've got to look hard to see Him working in my life, and I know that. And it's so frustrating because I just don't like it. Let's pray. Let's talk to Jesus today, shall we? And then we'll get right on with the show. All right. Let's just remember that the Father is with us. Jesus is with us. The Holy Spirit is with us. And I'm just going to say before I start this prayer, I'm going to address the Holy Spirit and say, Holy Spirit, give me the words. I want you to, if you could, please guide my thoughts as I pray this prayer to Jesus. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, I look around the room right now. I don't see you. I don't hear you at the moment. I don't especially feel you. But Lord, I know you're here. I really believe, Jesus, that you are real, that you are present with me now, that you are all powerful. And Jesus, I believe that you love me. I believe that you love all of us. And that you can handle any problem that we will throw at you today or any day. So with that in mind, Jesus, first of all, thank you. Thank you for suffering, for enduring all the humiliation and torment and pain that you experienced out of love for us. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, help us to have a greater desire to get to know you and to do the Father's will. It's so easy, Lord, to get into the habit of just wanting to do what feels good. But you know that sometimes doing the will of the Father doesn't feel good. You know that, Jesus. You experience tremendous pain, more pain than we will ever experience in our lives. But yet you remain faithful to the will of your Father. I pray, Lord, that we can have the same faithfulness. Please, Jesus, pour out your Spirit on us so that we can do that, so we can remain faithful to the Father's will at all times. And faithful to you, Lord, help us to be able to see and hear you. Please take us by the hand. Speak to us through the Scriptures. Let us know what you would like us to do this day. Jesus, I'm going to ask you to give me the words for this program. Guide all of my thoughts and my words for the remainder of the show. And open all of our minds and our hearts to be receptive to your message. Lord Jesus, we ask these things in your name. And we know, Lord, that we are heard. We know that you hear us. Thank you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. All right, you ready to go? My name is Gary Zimek. You are listening to Following the Truth. As I was telling you, I've been having a bit of a rough day today, some things going on, but it's okay. It's going to be okay because Jesus heard those prayers. He hears your prayers. He's with us. We, my friends, are going to get through this. Whatever we're going through, whatever you're going through, you're going to get through it. And I'm going to do what I can to be here for you until I can't do it anymore. Because I feel this is what Jesus wants me to do. So here we are. We're stuck together. So let's, we're still in Lent. We're in the fourth week of Lent. Let's do this, okay? For more information about my work, just please visit my website, followingthetruth.com. I always like to put that out there. If you have not yet subscribed to my daily email reflection, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, you can do that by going to followingthetruth.com. It's totally free of charge. And you'll get an email from me once each day with a Bible verse and a brief reflection to sort of help you to. My job is to try to give you hope, not to try. I try my best to do it, but I believe that through God's Word and through the teachings of His church, it is possible to have that hope, even though you don't always feel it. You know, it is there, and it's attainable. That peace you're looking for, you can achieve it with the help of Christ. So that's my goal in life, is to try to facilitate that. You can also, while you're at followingthetruth.com, order my new book, Give Up Worry for Good, which is designed to be the follow-up to Give Up Worry for Lent. So once you give it up for Lent, what do? You move on and you give up worry for good. That's the plan. Okay, so today we're going to look at the Give Up Worry for Lent verse for Tuesday of the fourth week of Lent. And this is a really good one. This is, to give you an idea, Elijah the prophet is praying for rain. God told him to pray for rain. There was a drought for 3.5 years in the land. He was praying for rain. And apparently, his prayer seemed to be unheard because he was praying and nothing was happening. What Elijah did was he kept sending his servant to look for rain. He sent him up 6 times And as Elijah prayed, he sent him up again a seventh time. That's where this verse comes about. Elijah believed that his prayer would be heard, even though he was looking around and didn't see any results. And here's the verse. It's 1 Kings 18:44. At the seventh time, he said, "Behold, a little cloud like a man's hand is rising out of the sea." And he said, "Go up, say to Ahab, prepare your chariot and go down, lest the rain stop you." Now, this is Elijah responding to what his servant is telling him. You know, he's sending this guy out to go look for rain. Elijah's praying for rain because this drought is causing havoc, wreaking havoc on the land. And the seventh time, the servant comes back and said, "Well, I see a little cloud like a man's hand rising up out of the sea," a little tiny cloud. And Elijah responded, "Go tell the king, prepare your chariot, because the rains are coming." He didn't see the rain. He didn't see a large threatening cloud. What he saw was a little tiny cloud, the smallest little possible sign that God was answering his prayer. Isn't it frustrating when you pray for something and you don't see results? Have you been there? Sure. You might be going through it right now. And if so, I'm so glad you tuned in, because the Holy Spirit has you and me connected together for a reason right now, because you needed to hear this verse. And what I would say to you when I make this comment in Give Up Worry for Lent is that, first of all, keep praying. Keep praying, because by faith I can guarantee, you know, if you say, how can you prove it? I can prove it through biblical texts. But can I prove it through science or through factual information that I can hand to you? No. But through faith, I can tell you without a doubt that God is hearing your prayers. And you can believe that through faith as well. You don't have to feel it to believe that. God hears our prayers. God loves us. God is all powerful. So therefore, if what you're asking for is good for you, and I'm talking good in the eternal, you know, looking at it from an eternal point of view, it's going to help you to get to heaven and not hinder, or, you know, more so not going to hinder your chances of getting to heaven, because that's the whole purpose of our life on earth. We're not just meant to have a good time in this life, right? We're destined for eternal life in heaven. If that, whatever you're asking for, is good for you in God's eyes, he's going to give it to you. But he just doesn't always give us these things as quickly as we would like. He's got his own schedule. He's got his own reasoning. And he's God. I mean, he's smarter than we are. He sees the big picture and we don't. And even, for example, you might be ready to receive whatever he has planned for you. Maybe somebody else in your life isn't ready. Or maybe somebody else will be affected by what God wants to give to you, and he has to wait. And maybe you aren't ready, even though you think you are. So, you know, there are reasons why he delays. Maybe he wants to work on a deeper relationship with you. He wants to build up your faith. And one of the ways that happens is by stretching you a little bit. Don't you love to be stretched? Oh, I absolutely hate it. But I'm learning to see the value in it. And God sometimes makes us really go out on a limb and trust him. And that's what he wants us to do. He wants us to trust him. And we fight every step of the way, don't we? Especially when it comes to asking for requests in prayer. And it doesn't appear that he's listening. And how do we judge that? Well, we judge it because we don't get what we want when we want it. Isn't that true? And then we sometimes just say, well, he's not listening, or he doesn't care. And then we make the mistake of stop praying. And it's tough. I know what you're going through. But I'm going to encourage you to keep going. and to look for that little small cloud, some sort of an indication that God is hearing your prayer. You might just have an increased sense of confidence that this is going to work out, whatever you're dealing with. Yeah, I know somehow this is going to work. I really believe this is going to work out. I don't know how, but I know God can do this. Maybe, you know, you just need to look at some of the miracles that he has performed, and you can find plenty of them in the Bible. You probably know of miracles that he's performed in the lives of people you know, people you've read about. And sometimes you need to latch on to those as evidence that God can do the impossible. But look for that small cloud. Look for a sign that maybe something is happening. You know, that person who you're praying for, you're praying that they're going to change the way they treat you. Maybe they're not as nasty, or maybe they're, you know, they're still nasty, but it hasn't gotten worse. Or, you know, you can even say that maybe you're praying for healing, for instance, and you might not be feeling well, but you can even go with, well, I'm still alive, so therefore God is doing something. Because if this really, you know, I'm just giving you an example, this illness was really, really bad, then I would have died by now, and I'm not. So there's a sign that he's doing something. And I'm not always saying you're not always going to get what you want. I'm not saying that you'll always get what you want. But if God hasn't said no to you, because when he means no, he's pretty clear. Like when you ask for something that he doesn't want you to have, he's clear when he says no. He's not bashful about that. But our mistake is sometimes we assume that when he's saying wait or not yet, that it means no. It doesn't. No means no. So if you are praying for somebody to be healed of an illness, physically healed from an illness, and they die, well, you know, you got to accept that as a no to the request for physical healing, but a healing, a different kind of healing that occurred. Or if you're praying that you get a particular job and you get turned down and somebody else gets it, well, that's a no. And there's really no sense praying for that particular job at that point in time, because God said no. And he's always got reasons, you know. But if he hasn't said no yet, well, then by all means, if you think you need something, and I'm not saying that it is good for you, but if you think it's good for you, then pray about it. If God doesn't want you to have something, he's going to say no. Now, listen, he said no to me plenty of times. But just look for that small sign today and recognize it. And give him thanks for it. Say, Lord, thank you. Thank you for that little sign. Thank you for that little sign that you gave to me, Lord. I appreciate it. Thank you for giving me the faith to keep praying, even though I'm really frustrated. You know, find something. You can find something. And if you struggle, ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you to find something. And I really believe you can find some indication. It might be really, 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 really small, that the Lord is hearing your prayers. All right? And I'm going to pray for you. So whatever you do, hang in there and keep praying. Now, I want to talk about this, because here's a great example in the gospel today. This gospel is really a lot going on in this gospel from today's daily mass. It's from John chapter 5, verses 1 through 16. Now, listen to this. We'll talk about this, and you'll see this does kind of tie in. There was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now, there is in Jerusalem at the Sheep Gate a pool called in Hebrew Bethesda, with five porticos. In these lay a large number of ill, blind, lame, and crippled. One man was there who had been ill for 38 years. Now try to imagine that. This guy, he's at this pool in Bethesda, and he was there for 38 years. For 38 years, this guy has been ill. Now you talk about a hopeless situation, right? You picture yourself being in that. 38 years, he had been ill. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been ill for a long time. This is a reminder that Jesus sees us, and he knows what ails us. You know, nobody had to tell this to Jesus. He recognized this man, and he knew that he had been ill for a long time. He knows what you're struggling with, too. And Jesus said to the man, and I love this question, do you want to be well? Doesn't that sound like a silly question? Do you want to be well? Now, of course he would want to be well. And he's probably going to say that, right? Well, not exactly. Listen to this. Do you want to be well? Jesus asked him. And the sick man answered him, sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. While I am on my way, someone else gets there before me. He never answered the question. Jesus said, do you want to be well? And it appears that this guy has been beaten down and is just about given up. He's pretty much accepted the fact that he's not going to be healed, that he's not going to be able to experience the healing waters that in the pool. Because you can tell that by the way he answered Jesus. And he's really just, you know, maybe you can call it shifting the blame. And he's explaining away the fact that he has given up. And I think we do the same thing. Maybe there's a situation in your life that you've just grown to accept. And you stop praying for it because you just don't think it's possible. I don't think that's the way the Lord wants us to be. So what happened was, when he said that to Jesus, that there's nobody to put me in the pool, and therefore, I've been sick for 38 years, it's never going to get any better, Jesus said to him, rise, take up your mat, and walk. And immediately the man became well, took up his mat, and walked. And you know, when I look at this, I look at us. You know, I don't know your situation, but Jesus can heal you of whatever you're facing right now. Whether it's some sort of a mental illness, anxiety, some sort of phobia, maybe it's a physical ailment, maybe it's just a general sense of hopelessness. He can heal you from that. And he sees you just like he saw this man. Well, there's no indication this man sought out Jesus. He just happened to be sitting by the pool, possibly just being miserable. And Jesus healed him. And I want to let that story speak to you today and just tell you that whatever you're facing, there's hope. Don't give up. That encounter with Jesus can be the answer. Now, this gospel gets even crazier because the day was a Sabbath. So the Jews said to the man who was cured, which I love this. I mean, this guy was just miraculously cured. And they attacked, and Jesus is, when we read the Jews here, we're talking about the leaders, the religious leaders of the time. They said to the man who was cured, it is the Sabbath, and it's not lawful for you to carry your mat. So they ignored the miracle, and they're getting on the guy's case because he's carrying his mat. Isn't that crazy? And the man answered them, the man who made me well told me to take up your mat and walk. They asked him, who is this man who told you take it up and walk? The man who was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had slipped away, since there was a crowd there. After this, Jesus found him in the temple area and said to him, look, you are well. Do not sin anymore, so that nothing worse may happen to you. The man went and told the Jews that Jesus was the man who had made him well. Therefore, the Jews began to persecute Jesus because he did this on a Sabbath. This is absolutely amazing that there were people who wanted to persecute Jesus because he was technically working in their minds. on the Sabbath day, totally missing the point that he freed this man from the illness. He healed him. Now, you're going to find people in your life who are going to try to discourage you from praying, maybe make disparaging comments about your faith. The devil's going to get in your head and try to tell you why you're praying. It's not going to do any good. There were people here who witnessed a miracle, and they didn't even recognize it because they were so busy trying to find fault with the approach used by Jesus and the fact that he did it on a Sabbath. The same can be said for missing those little clouds, like we just talked about with Elijah the prophet. Sometimes it's so easy for us to miss the little miracles that Jesus performs in our lives because we're so focused on the fact that we have not gotten what we want or it didn't occur in the way that we expected. So I'm going to encourage you today to first seek healing for whatever it is, whatever you need. You keep bringing it to Jesus in prayer. Seek healing, keep asking for what you think you need, then look for the little signs that he's answering. And don't attribute it to luck. Don't brush it off and say, well, that's not a big deal, that he's not giving me what I want. Sometimes he gives you what you want in stages. The secret is to be patient and to let him work in your life. Okay, so that's hopefully some encouraging news for you today. I want to thank you for listening to the show. I'm looking forward to being back with you tomorrow. God willing, I plan to be here. I hope you'll be able to join me. Please don't forget to visit my website, followingthetruth.com, for more information about my work or to maybe leave a donation so I can continue my full-time ministry. And know that I'm praying for you. Please keep praying for me. We need to pray for one another as we journey through not just the Lenten season, but through life. Because life can be tough sometimes. But with the Lord by our side, and with the ability to pray for one another, we got this, right? God bless you, and I hope to see you next time. Have a great day.